Talk Live, you can bring up anything. We launch into hour number three of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Still lots to talk about here tonight, including machine guns in New York City. Now, you thought you weren't allowed to have machine guns in New York City, and, well, it turns out you're not. We'll tell you who is here in a moment. But first, we got to go to your phone calls. That's what the show's all about. Let's talk to Justin in Maryland. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Do we have Justin? Justin in Maryland?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to talk about this bill called the it's a bill for artists. Okay. There's a bill here called, what is it called? Yeah, let me see what I got here online.
Get it up there. Come on. You got to
okay.
Be here.
I don't know.
I'm not sure how many of you are aware of the new
bill.
So, yeah.
We're not going to listen to
the
audio over your phone, man.
You know what this will do?
This will
basically take the right, as me as an artist, because I am an artist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It will take the right for me to own my own work unless I pay for the rights.
Now, where is this, in Maryland?
No, this is everywhere. This is going in Congress.
It's
a corporate bill that the lobbyists are trying to get in there. They're like the big entertainment companies are trying to lobby for this big bill. And it's all over the internet. It's spreading like wildfire.
What does it do exactly?
Working rights bill. It basically says if you paint something or make a movie or anything like that, you don't have the rights to it unless you pay for it.
So you pay the government, presumably, for that.
Yeah, it's basically government regulating it.
So instead of copyright, you would actually have to go and go through some sort of approval process in order to gain the copyright at this point. Would this sort of replace the copyright process or supplant it?
Well, you have to pay for it with money.
I understand that. You're saying you'd have to pay in order to get a copyright, right? Is that what you're saying?
That means anyone can use your work.
Hmm. Unless you get the copyright on it, which is going to cost money now. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're going to make it's a way to take out the little guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Well, you know, good luck with getting them to overturn that. Thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. Don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. More control for the government is what they want. More cash. I mean, it used to be that you could mail something to yourself, and that would be good enough for a copyright claim.
You know, it's one of those explanations for government that I have traditionally looked at and said, well, this is a legitimate role of government. In certain areas of intellectual property, not the ones they're currently in, certain areas of intellectual property, that's where the government belongs. But, you know, it's the same thing's happening. Here's the little guy getting screwed because what's politics? It's a way to reward your friends and punish your enemies.
Right. So, I'm against intellectual property myself, but I'm also against plans like this that'll put some people in one category and other people in another category and favor one group over another with government force. I would just rather see no one having a right to their ideas, except beyond what they can protect, except beyond what
right. I don't think
the marketplace will
not
protect.
Not too many people are very concerned about the big, big companies having the right to protect their products.
Yeah.
It's the little guy protecting his that most people care about. The little tinkerer in his garage. And well, the U.S. government's taking away his right to protect his
inventions. The government's bending a little guy over the barrel again?
The little guy's detriment and the big guy's benefit.
Welcome to America. Let's continue with the calls. Jason is on the line in Arkansas on the AMP line. Hello, Jason.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was calling to ask you about, I've been thinking about going to law school, and I was wondering what you guys' opinion about law is.
It stinks.
I mean, would it be wrong for me to get into law?
No.
Basically?
There's some good libertarian lawyers out there.
You should do whatever you feel is right for your life, Jason. If that's what you feel like you want to do with your time and your life, then that's absolutely what you should do. And there are libertarians that are inside the system. There are libertarian cops and libertarian lawyers and libertarian bureaucrats, believe it or not. And I'd rather have libertarians inside the system.
You go into law school to get rich?
No. God, no.
Okay. I'm just making, you know, that's what people think when they go to law school in a great deal of the cases. And if that's the case, you're going to be chasing ambulances and or you're going to be trying to put together a class action suit that isn't going to represent your clients very well.
Yes.
No, I was planning to go into it for constitutional law and contract law.
Okay.
Like business contract law.
Yeah, that's so cool, man. I mean, you know, they can change their laws any old time they want to, and they can change their interpretations of the Constitution. So you have to kind of roll with those changes as a lawyer, and you have to be obedient to whatever the Supreme Court and the bar says that you have to be obedient to. So you are joining the system, and you should understand that in advance, that, you know, you aren't going to be able to get in front of a courtroom and use some alternate method of defending a client like maybe Mark Stevens could from Adventures in Legal Land or someone might do on their own. You'll have to adhere to the rules of the bar, which means you have to play by the government's rule book. So, you know, if you're willing to do all that, then by all means, you should follow your bliss and do what you think is right.
I don't know. I've just...
Do you love
the idea?
I've been
trying to figure out what... Anyway. Well, that's... I'm just trying to figure out what to do with my life, and
how old are you?
My experience has kind of screwed it up.
How old are you?
So I'm 24.
24, fresh out of college, or what? What's your college?
Yeah, fresh out of college.
What did you get a college degree in?
Political science and international affairs. I wanted to work for the State Department.
Oh,
and
wow!
And then I started learning what they did, and
oops, it's hard.
I'm sorry
we led you to shattering your former dreams, Jason. Now, are you a Free State Project member, perchance?
I'm a friend of the Free State Project, and I've thought about joining.
Go ahead and do that tonight.
Yeah, go ahead and get signed up, because this is where the action is. This is where the liberty activism is, and if you're going to be a lawyer and a liberty-friendly lawyer, inevitably there are going to be some Free Staters that might get themselves into trouble with the law, and they might be able to use your services. But either way, if you end up here in New Hampshire, Jason, and you still don't know what you want to do, I'm turning him down a little bit there because of the screaming children. But if you still don't know what you want to do, this might be a good place to figure it out, because you're going to be surrounded by people of an entrepreneurial mindset, many of them, many of these Free State Project members that have moved here to New Hampshire in order to be activists for liberty, I think are a little bit more likely than others to be entrepreneurial. And there are a lot of business opportunities out there. And, you know, maybe something will be presented to you here that would never be presented to you anywhere else, and it might spark your fancy. Or you can follow that law path here, too, I think, or at least somewhere close
by. I'd like to tell real quickly what happened to me. As I went from job to job to job after I got out of prison, I was, you know, I wanted to make money. I wanted to work for myself. I just didn't really know what to do, and I didn't really like any of it that I did. And, it, you know, the stuff I found, I didn't really enjoy. One day, a guy walked into a gym where I was working as a personal trainer, and, you know, I sold him a gym membership, and he said, you know, you're a pretty good salesman. Why don't you come out and, you know, see me at the radio station?
And that man was Big Jim Davis.
And I never sold another gym membership. It was just, you know, I found by sheer luck what it was I loved doing. And, you know, go look in those, you know, funny little places and do some different things. I don't know that I think it's a great idea to go to law school for 3 years without having been a lawyer to know whether that's a great idea. You got to try it before you buy it.
You can't be a lawyer without going to law school, though, Mark.
But you can be an intern. You can see what lawyers do. You can see whether that makes sense for you. You can work in a law office for a year.
Have you done any of that, Jason?
I'm currently working for a lobbying firm here in Arkansas.
How's that going for you?
It's going pretty well. I mean, most of what we do is try to prevent the government from passing taxes on our industry.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Regulations and things like that.
I see nothing wrong with that, as long as they're not out, you know, trying to bend the laws in their favor, in the sense that other people get hurt.
I would say that if you have to ask someone if, you know, you should do a certain thing, then you probably aren't so certain yourself. If you feel certain that you're, you know, that this is what you want, that, you know, you've always wanted to do this, or that there's something really exciting to you about it, then you should go and do it. But if you're uncertain about it and you aren't sure what it is you want, and that's kind of the impression I'm getting from you here, if you're not certain what it is you want to do, then it doesn't make sense to go and get into even further debt if you're already in debt from your earlier college, to go in even further and take I don't know how many years of law school in order to become a lawyer when you aren't even sure if that's actually going to satisfy you. So you may want to take a little bit more time and, like I said, get into a more productive environment, be surrounded by people that think like-minded, and
I don't think there's any reason to rush off to more college.
Yeah.
Really, I don't.
Who knows what opportunities are going to pop up, but I think you're going to find more of them here in New Hampshire. Thank you for the call tonight, and good luck with your decision. 800-259-9231. I mean, if you know what you want, and if what you want is to be a lawyer, then go for it. But if you aren't sure, hold off. see what else comes up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231, and it's in here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include live streaming, a broadband version, and dial-up version of the program, both free for you at freetalklive.com. Also, the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th, and at Porkfest, you'll be able to meet your Internet and Free Talk Live friends and make new ones and see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Just a couple more thoughts for Jason. The guy from Arkansas just got out of college. He's 24 years old. He's not sure what he wants to do with his life, and he's thinking about becoming a lawyer. And I think it's great. I mean, that's the direction he wants to go in. I would never tell someone to not do something that they want to do. But the thing with Jason is he's not really too sure what it is he wants to do. And when you're in that place, when you're in that place of not being sure, I think that you want to be sure that you're not going the wrong direction.
Right.
So what you might want to do...
A lot of people, what their advice is, well, just keep going to school. And
yeah, keep spending money.
Right, keep spending an incredible amount of money.
Going in
directions that may or may not be where you want to go.
Right, and then if you go in that direction and you find out, no, this isn't for me after all, now you've thrown more money down a rat hole,
right.
And you'll be working your whole life
even,
to get it.
Right,
paid.
It's not even money thrown down a rat hole. It's money you don't have thrown down a rat
That's
hole
a good
at
point.
4 or 5% interest that you've got to pay. You can't even declare bankruptcy to get it off
good
of you.
Good point. You're paying interest to the rat hole at
right.
that point.
So what I've got to say is go out and work in whatever your chosen line of work is, whatever it is that you think you want to do. In his case, he thinks he might want to be a constitutional and business contract, law type attorney. Well, go and tell some law firms that that's what you want to do and you want to work there. Please come up with come up with some work for me. I want to intern.
And what you might want to consider as you're looking through all of this is looking at the things you enjoy. Now, there's not always a way to monetize these things, or at least not always immediately, but look immediately at the things that you like to do with your time, whatever it is that you enjoy the most. If there's some way that you can get a job that's at least even tangentially related to it, if you like movies, work at a movie theater. You're probably going to make minimum wage, but, it's something, and it might be interesting to you, and who knows what avenues will open up from following one particular direction. But, when I was growing up, I always liked radio, and inevitably I went and became an intern at a radio station, and that led to being on air on a rock station on the weekends and the overnight shift, and that led to doing the evening shift, and that led to being the fill-in guy for every single shift during the week whenever somebody was out, and, that led to a board operating opportunity over on the AM station, and then they flipped the formats to a talk station, and that led to Free Talk Live being created, and so on and so forth. Now, again, I don't know what it is that you love, and I don't know if it's going to be easy for you to necessarily get into a field that's related to it. But if you don't care about making a lot of money, then that's great, because in radio you're not going to make a lot of money, and in a lot of things, whether it's playing music or writing books or whatever it is that your thing is. You probably aren't going to make a lot of money up front, but maybe down the line you could. And as you continue in that direction, you'll come up with different opportunities. You'll meet new people who will
open
new windows.
My recommendation would be don't do a job for money. Don't say, I want money, and do the job for that reason.
Take a job you don't want for money, you mean?
Well,
or you won't like?
No, I mean, don't look at it. Don't decide on a career based on the money.
Based on the paycheck, okay.
I'm going to get into this line of work because the money's good. There's a certain segment of people out there that money is really, really the motivator for them, and really, really that's what makes them go. But most people, it's not. And I'd rather have a life where I live at middle class income and drive middle class cars and have a middle class life,
doing
where
something
happy.
You like. Yeah.
Not just something you like, something you love. I don't work. I love what I do, really.
Yeah.
And I've had other jobs. I've had the same sales, ad sales jobs, and that's great. I love ad sales. I really do. Mm-hmm. But in this line of work, I get to talk about something that's important to me, libertarian politics or, freedom oriented stuff. And I can, meet people being sort of semi-famous. I like that. It motivates me.
Yeah.
And I know it doesn't motivate you nearly as much as it does me.
Nah.
No. But it does me.
I'd rather not be recognized.
I know it's true. And at the same time, then I can do the ad sales. Just this, the whole thing that surrounds it, I love the job. It's great. I don't work. And if you can have a middle class life and not have to work, not, you know, just you know,
I hope what
throw
we're,
your life away.
Well, I hope what we're saying here is useful, because for me, it's hard to sit in Jason's position and imagine what it would be like to feel that feeling of not knowing. But
oh,
you were
I
in
have.
That position,
I
right?
absolutely was sat in that position when I had, you know, I was several times when I got out of prison. You know, I just didn't know what I wanted to do. I waited some tables, and at one point I liked waiting tables, but then, you know, I didn't like that anymore. And I worked as a, you know, I had my own little business. We were doing some work for fire departments and, you know, doing some fundraising consulting and that kind of thing. And it just stunk. Having employees was awful. I wanted to solve my problems with a pistol. You know, with employee problems.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's once you want to do that, it's time to shut
time
the
to
doors.
Yeah.
I worked as a personal trainer. That was fine and everything, but it was, you know, it just didn't pay very well, and it didn't fulfill me entirely, you know?
Well, the good news is, for Jason and for anybody else in that position of not knowing, the good news is you can do whatever it is you want to do. You really can. It's just you have to figure out what you want in order to get there. Otherwise, you're just going to kind of bounce around
and
like you were.
Bouncing's good. I think bouncing's fine. You know, it's bouncing around from job to job beats the hell out of going to the same college for a degree you're not going to use.
Yeah.
Or then
forcing yourself to use it and then doing something you hate.
You go to graduate school and spend $40,000 a year of your money or your parents' money or whatever. Man, go to Burger Time and, you know, make $6 an hour. At least you're making some money.
You know, the other thing is motivation or inspiration of many American workers. We know that the government school system is created to indoctrinate young people in America to basically become wage slaves, to basically be like these little worker drones, essentially, that aren't going to question their circumstances. They're going to plug into one job. They're going to try to keep it for their entire lives. And that's basically what the purpose is of the government schools. And so Julia, my girlfriend, has been telling me her stories from work, and she works at Panera Bread, which is a fairly popular restaurant chain here in America. And she's the manager. She's the assistant manager of the store. And she says that one of her biggest problems is the lack of inspiration amongst the employees, as far as, you know, some of them might be good at their job. They might be very, very good at making sandwiches or running a cash register or cleaning up or whatever it is their job is.
Zero love for it.
But they don't, well, it's not necessarily they don't love it. They might enjoy what they do, but they don't have any motivation to move up. They like what it is they've got, and that's fine. If you love what you're doing, then and you don't want to move up, then that's fine. But at the same time, if you're somebody who thinks big, if you're somebody who wants something bigger later, well, bigger than this, just this one job, let me make this point. If you're somebody that wants something bigger later, Julia says, and I agree with her on this, if the positions are open, and they are, because nobody wants the extra responsibility of being a manager, take it. You'll get it. You'll get more money. You can put that money away, and then when you finally figure out what it is you want to do, you've got a bigger nest egg with which you can invest into whatever it is you're looking to do. I know you had something to say. We'll come back with that. 800-259-9231. And besides, there's not a lot of competition out there to move up, so you might as well. You'll probably get the gig.
Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features, by the way, include updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. So go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We're talking briefly here, and we're going to get back to the phone calls in a moment. Just want to continue, just finish this conversation we were having because you wanted to make a point about sort of the average American worker. And Julia, my girlfriend, especially sees it amongst young people because she works at a restaurant that hires mostly young people. And what she sees is that even though there are opportunities to move up, they could use some new management, some fresh blood in management there. Most of the people that work there, while they may be very good at what they do, are not interested in taking on those extra responsibilities, even though it would mean more money for them.
And, well, another thing is that often people do want to move up to management, but they don't want to make any of the sacrifices that it takes to do it. If they've got a day shift and, you know, the bottom rung of the ladder, they don't want to go to the second rung of the ladder and then take all the crappy shifts by being the assistant manager. They want to demand, you know, all the privileges thereof, but they don't want any of the responsibilities. They don't want to do what it takes. Look, you know, being the assistant manager means smiling when the customers come up and showing up to work on time. You're not so great at that. You know, and I'd say that that's an opportunity to move quickly past people that are, you know, stuck in the mire of it all. And another thing is
that's what Julia did. She moved up to management in record time.
Sure, she passed all kinds of people, and she did it the right way.
And, of course, the people that she passed would say things like, "Wow, that's not fair. I've been here longer."
Right, of course. The person who's bad at their job and been there the longest and, you know, still at the bottom, well, they've got a crappy attitude. Of course they're going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason they're at the bottom. Let them keep their attitude and just keep on trucking. But, you know, like, I don't want to make the impression that the only work you should do is the work that you love. I'm saying look for the job that you love.
That's what you should seek. Yeah.
Right, that's what you should seek, but you have to work along the way. And a good example of that is I was in prison, you know, for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. It's like work. I didn't love doing that, but I had to get through in the best manner that I could possibly get through. And, you know, you have to find ways to keep your attitude positive. You have to keep find ways that to you know, provide service to people. In my case, I worked for the staff canteen, so you know, I managed to move up and by keeping a smile on my face and keeping a good attitude and talking to people like they're not a bunch of jerks. Well,
mm-hmm.
That's how I managed to excel. So you know, you gotta look for ways to get by until that right job comes along too.
Absolutely. And so what Julia had said was if you're working to get by, if you're working just to keep the bills paid as you wait for that opportunity or you seek for that better level that you want to go to or that path you want to go down and you try to figure out what your life's about, why wouldn't you want to be making more? I mean, again, Mark, you said you shouldn't take a job because of money, and I understand that. You should take a job because of
I think you should take a job because of money. I don't think you should go to school for a career based on money.
Okay, good point.
So if you say, well, I want to make a lot of money, the way to do that is to either be a doctor or a lawyer. I think that you're doing the wrong thing.
Okay, thank you for correcting me there. But, yeah, if you're working in the meantime, why not take that assistant manager position?
You are working for money. And, you know, get out there and have a good attitude. If you're going to go to work, don't go to work grumpy and sad and all that other stuff. Get out there, have a smile on your face, and do your very best
the whole time you're
there. Otherwise, you're going to stay in the crap portion of the job anyway.
And if you're looking to meet that right person, because really it's all about who you know, right,
mm-hmm.
as far as opportunities and things like that. If you're looking to meet that right person, you're not going to meet any right people with a crap can attitude. I don't care how bad your job is.
Right.
If you aren't coming into work smiling at your customers, none of those customers are going to want to talk to you. And who knows who those customers are?
Right.
The people that come in and talk to Julia are all kinds of people, business owners.
What happened to me? That's I was working as the personal trainer, and the reason they sent me in there to to talk to this guy about the membership is, well, I was the best one to talk to him at that time, and I had a great attitude with him, and I was just fantastic with the guy.
Right, but if you had been the sort of sullen, dullard employee who was the only guy there at the time, so that's why he went, the guy, Jim Davis, the GM of the radio station, would have ended up going to you because you happened to be on staff, and you had said, sir, how can I help you today?
Right.
And then, you know, he just
or said, you know, he came in with a coupon to work out. If I would have said, go ahead, work out, here's a towel, have a good time, I'm going to talk to the chicks. See you later, fat boy. And, you know, went on my way.
Yeah.
Well, he would have worked out. He would have looked around. If I would have just given him really crappy customer service.
Right.
Well, I wouldn't be here today.
So excel at whatever it is you're doing at this very moment, and who knows what doors will be opened for you. 1-800-259-9231. I think we would go to the phones. I don't know if my board operator is back yet. I think he went to...
We wheedled out the... all the callers have dropped.
No, they're there. Okay, he's back. Let's go to Paul. Paul, who is back on the line. Normally we only allow one call per night, but Paul got disconnected on accident. So, Paul, you're back on with us. Hello. He's gone too. All right. Let's try Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, hon.
Hey,
you have been so right about so many things tonight. You're a very smart young man.
Well, thanks, Paula. What can I? What is on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, some things you've been talking about, like this drug problem, okay, with the marijuana.
Mm-hmm. What's the problem?
You know, you were exactly right on this. And, I mean, they should not be put in jail. I mean, usually people that get on this, they're either, you know, they're going through depression, you know, something's going on in their life. You know, and they need help, like a lot of judges now.
Anybody. Just let me stop you there. I don't know anybody who's a marijuana smoker that needs help. None of the people
sometimes,
I know.
I mean, I'm just saying sometimes.
Okay, that's fine.
But I'm saying, though, that, you know, marijuana is a very good medicine. And, I mean, it's, you know, making it against the law is just crazy.
Yep. Now they're going to make salvia another medicine against the law, which is just crazy enough.
When they were... talking in Washington about the FDA, they're not doing their job on these drugs. They said that we have stuff coming this country, we don't even know what's in it. It's never been inspected anyway. Like, I talked to some of the reps about this, and I said, we need to go back to natural medicine after this. They said, yeah, you're right.
Well, you know, the politicians are always going to tell you what you want to hear.
No, they agree with this, too. I mean, they see what's happening.
Well,
and
I don't see any of them, Paula. I don't see any of them putting
up
a bill to abolish the FDA.
I mean, I
didn't even hear what I said. None of these politicians that are agreeing with you on the phone are actually putting up any legislation to abolish the FDA, which would be the way to get back to that natural remedy.
They just did it the other day.
Oh,
really?
Please.
What's it
called?
State or national level?
I told them to bring them up before them. We've been discussing this for quite a while up there with them, and the thing is, like I said, look, we need to get rid of FDA. I said, they're not doing their job. They even agree with this guy up there. Said, they're not doing their job.
Oh, no, they're doing their job.
No,
their job is to prevent medicines from getting to the marketplace so as to insulate the existing businesses from
competition.
Well, they're
not protecting the American people, and that's what the government's
doing. Well, the thing is, like, they're not inspecting anything like they should be. They have no money to do it.
I don't want them to. I just want to get rid of them and then let the stores do their own inspections. Let the retailers do their own inspections and let them have their own certifications. Paula, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
Well, I was just going to ask her about the UN. They're putting new restrictions. They're trying to make it so that even vitamins have to be regulated. So,
yeah, that's true. That's what things, you know, that's what the FDA does.
That's what makes more sense is that the, you know, what makes sense is that the government is going to grow because that's what government does.
Yep.
And it makes sense that legislators are going to legislate because that's what legislators do. And it makes makes sense that law enforcers are going to enforce laws because that's what they do. The legislators make more laws. The enforcers have more things to enforce. They can't enforce all the laws evenly because nobody can possibly know what all the laws are. You've got this big mire that's going on as far as government, and it just seems to grow.
Speaking of the enforcers, New York City, CBS News, and WCBSTV.com reporting the NYPD is pulling out all the stops to beef up the safety of the subways. On Thursday, it launched a new anti-terror effort called Operation Torch, but the cost of the program is raising some eyebrows. The NYPD's new firepower consists of cops with MP5 submachine guns, rifles, body armor, and bomb-sniffing dogs. Starting Thursday, five or six teams, that's yesterday, by the way, will patrol the major transit hubs in the city in the new program, all thanks to a 50% increase in a Homeland Security grant. We'll talk more about this and what it means for freedom, in case you haven't figured it out
yet. Nothing good.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. The SACL CAI toll-free line is 1-800-259-9231, and this is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy five packages and save on shipping.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. And get on board for as little as $3 a month. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only chat room, forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. But what do we do with the $3 a month, you might ask? Well,
hookers and cocaine!
No, I know that's your fantasy, Mark, but unfortunately it is being used, or fortunately, depending on your viewpoint, it is being used to promote the show, to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country, and also bring more internet listeners on board with us as well, and thereby more people experiencing the message of freedom and liberty, some for the first time, some hearing it again, and of course some are, well, that's what they were looking for. So get on board with AMP, and it'll help us out, and you can feel good, too, because you're helping new people discover freedom. amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so still enough time for your calls here. We're still talking about New York City, though. In the meantime, WCBSTV.com reporting that the SWAT teams, or whatever the hell they're calling them, I guess they're not really SWAT teams, they're sort of mini SWAT teams, the Torch teams, Operation Torch is what it's being called. It's going to be cops locked and loaded with MP5 submachine guns. I do like the MP5. It is a sexy, sexy gun.
Well, that's, you know, that's why they buy it. They buy it to just, you know, for the looks.
Submachine guns, rifles, body armor, and bomb-sniffing dogs are going to be walking around New York subways starting yesterday. 5 or 6 teams will patrol the transit hubs in the city thanks to a 50% increase in a Homeland Security grant, according to NYPD Commissioner Bureaucrat Ray Kelly. Times Square, Grand Central, Penn Station, the locations you would expect. But not only those locations, the assignments will vary and will be following no discernible pattern. Many strap hangers were thrilled to see the city going all the way to protect its citizens.
Strap hangers, person who uses the subway.
Oh, okay. Patricia Knight Williams, a strap hanger, said, I think it's a very good idea. It's like a deterrent. It's going to make me feel safer. Much safer. Yes, it will. It's a good idea. The city's massive.
Why? Why?
New York gets exactly what it deserves, Mark. That's why.
Well, but you know, the thing is even if Patricia here thinks it's a great idea, you know, the rest of us, you know, some of us may not.
Yeah, get the hell out if that's you.
You know?
Because it ain't going to stop.
It's not going to stop in New York City. There's absolutely no way.
The city's massive subway system with 5 million riders a day has long been considered a potential terror target ever since September 11th, 2001. Now, let's see. That's been 6 years. Really, what has been, not 6 years, it's been more longer than that now, 7 years almost.
Why isn't it happening?
I mean, they're probably right. It's probably a good idea to blow up a train or two, but no one's done it, and they should have done it then, don't you think? It would have been a whole lot easier to hit them a year ago or 5 years ago. I mean, it's not going to be that much harder this time. All you'll have to do is, if you want to strap a bomb to yourself, if you get approached by one of these teams, you just have a kill switch or something like that, a dead man switch, to where if they kill you, it goes off. Or if you just want to, you could just let it off right there, right then. I mean, if it's a busy time, there's going to be people all around you on the subway
platform.
My
God, it's incredibly busy down there. And, you know, the way these subway stations are made, they're like the barrels of guns.
Do you think
an explosion going through there is just going to lift people and things and throw them down?
Well, do you think if terrorism is about creating terror, then do you
think
people would be any appreciably less terrified if a bomb went off on the subway platform versus actually on the subway train?
No.
So if 150 people were incinerated on the platform versus 150 people in a train car...
Right. And that's the thing, is it's not going to change anything if it happens on the train car. It's just not.
They'll just blow up the train car, and that's all.
Right, and so then the people that live would have to walk down the tracks to the next stop. That's it. Nothing would change. And likely people would have to walk down the tracks anyway because a big explosion goes off in one of these subway stops. And it's liable to stop some subways just down in the tunnels.
In fact, one of the New Yorkers gets it. Michael Rivers says, "I think it's a waste of money. If someone wants to put a bomb in the subway, how do you stop it?" Exactly.
Right. What's it deterring, Patricia?
Similarly equipped NYPD units known as Hercules teams have been patrolling the ground on Wall Street, the Empire State Building, and other city landmarks. We actually saw these guys, Mark, when we were in the city last year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably see them again.
Disturbing looking guys.
Yeah, totally decked out, body armor, helmets, dark
glasses. They don't look like cops that are there to do the right thing and keep you safe. I'm sorry, they don't.
Yeah, I don't think they're
the kind of
cops.
They look like soldiers, and if they're soldiers... Who are they occupying, and who's the enemy?
It's a hard time for a lot of people. There's a lot of money to spend, claims one of the bureaucrats. Everybody has their opinion. We think this is a reasonable expenditure of funds. We're doing everything
I've never met an expenditure of funds that a bureaucrat didn't think was reasonable.
He says, we're doing everything we think is appropriate to prevent another attack. Of the 150...
You cannot prevent another attack where people intend to die.
No, you
can't. You simply cannot do it. I mean, maybe now and then you'll manage to catch them in the net and they'll kill fewer people, but the fact is, for one, you're not going to repeat what happened on 9/11 because Americans simply will not allow planes to be hijacked. Americans. Not the air marshals, not the TSA. Americans will stop somebody from hijacking a plane from here on out. They will not sit by and just say, oh, well, I guess they're going to crash the old plane into a building here that we're in. We better sit by safely. They're going to run down there and they're going to bust that guy up, the terrorist. I'd take a cut in my arm. I'd take a shot in the gut. I'm going to die when the plane crashes.
Of the $151 million in federal taxpayer money, the $30 million will be used for this underground anti-terrorist program for the next 2 years. Look, this isn't an anti-terrorist program.
This is an anti-freedom program. This is an anti-American program.
It's a police state indoctrination program to get you used to even more police everywhere else. It started in the airports.
Just more bureaucrats, more government, you know,
more checkpoints.
More money being spent, and all of it done in the name of safety. It's always done in the name of safety. Government does everything in the name of safety.
these bureaucrats started their little trend in the airports, and then they figured that Americans were going to take it. However, they dished it out, so they then expanded out. We've seen stories in Indianapolis involving the TSA setting up checkpoints at bus stops, city bus stops. Here in New York City, you're seeing now people, cops, local cops, underground, armed to the teeth in the subways. And the more things they figure out that they need to protect, the more places you're going to see cops in the street. And, you know, heaven forbid a cop, you know, somebody actually blows up a truck in the streets, then you're going to have random checkpoints everywhere, because what they all they need is an excuse. All they need is an excuse. And so what happened was there was some terrorism in a train tunnel somewhere in the rest of the world, and so therefore that's their excuse to crank down here in America.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really even need an event. They can just make crap up and say, well, we've gotten word they're going to possibly target this and that. And so then they'll put a bunch of security there. And, of course, this all costs money, and you're paying for it. It says, by the way, the last paragraph of the article here, in case you're thinking you've seen this kind of police patrol on the subways, you're right.
Yeah, units that's what
like
I thought.
Units like the Hercules teams have been sent underground during times of heightened security. And they've before this, they had the teams that were randomly searching people's bags in the subway.
Yeah.
They might not have been as heavily armed, but now they're stepping that up. See, it's incremental. They don't all go at once. First, it's just the police in blue asking people to search their bags on the subway or intimidating people into searching their bags. And then you give the police body armor and machine guns, and then they're a Hercules team. And now they're a, what's the name of the, Operation Torch team, taking federal money, which means the feds are probably controlling the program, probably setting all the rules. And, you know, like I said, next you're going to see street checkpoints. And we already have DUI checkpoints and immigration checkpoints. It's only a matter of time before we have terrorism checkpoints in America. And that's not what I'm not saying that because I want it to happen.
No, it's only a matter of time.
That's where they're going.
There are terrorists around every corner. They're popping up. You know, I was in Grafton, New Hampshire today, and there were terrorists behind every tree. The terrorists are everywhere, America. You just can't. The government must crack down. They must stop it.
Soon we're going to need a government agent in every car just to make sure that you don't do anything funny or that you aren't attacked by terrorists while you're driving from point A to point B. Now, that's a little ludicrous, but really all of this is ludicrous. It's all just
madness. All ludicrous. To think that the cops are going to stop terrorists is crazy. If you think you can stop a suicide bomber, you're out of your mind.
Well, they did stop one guy.
What's that?
They stopped they shot a man 50 times in New York City recently.
He didn't stop, huh?
And he was going to get married, apparently. Do you hear about it? Remember, we talked about this story briefly.
The cops
basically executed him right before his wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sort of recounting this from memory. I've got the article in front of me. We don't have time to get into it. But the cops have been cleared of charges.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
So they murdered a guy in cold blood in public. And no charges, no problem. That's how it works. Them versus us. More on the way tomorrow night. You can join us for the live Saturday edition. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And this is Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. How would